The Mishnah, Masechta Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the Amud, says, Noshim v'avodim m'ketanim, p'turim, m'krishma, u'mrat tefillin, v'chayovim b'tefila u'b'mezuzah u'b'merchas ha'mazayin. There's a very fundamental machlaikis, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, when we speak about the cotton in this Mishnah, and the Mishnah teaches us that a cotton is potter from Krishma, what type of cotton are we referring to? Rashi says that our Mishnah is referring to a cotton that already is of the age that mechuyev and chinuch, that the father has to be mechanechim and mitzvahs. The Paiskim say that's the age of 6 or 7. And the Mishnah is teaching us, according to Rashi, that even though normally there's an obligation to mechanech a child, when it comes to Krishma and Tefillin, Chazal said there is an exemption. And the reason Chazal made this exemption is, as the Gemara explains, regarding Krishma, since the child is not with his father at the time of Krishma, in the morning he's perhaps still sleeping. In the evening, the father maybe goes to shul right after he comes home from work, or it could be late when it's the Zman Krishma. Tefillin, also Chazal exempted him from the chiyuv of chinuch by tefillin, because tefillin must be worn with a guf naki, when the person has a clean body, which a cotton cannot always achieve. So even though this is a cotton, shehigia l'chinuch, Rashi says, these two mitzvahs are different than all other mitzvahs, and the cotton is potter. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and Rabbeinu Tam says that the Mishnah is speaking about a cotton, shaloi higi l'chinuch, and the Mishnah is teaching us that this child, since he's not yet of the age of chinuch, the child is potter from Krishma, from being mechanechim in Krishma in Tefillin. The Rashi explains that the reason Rashi explains that the Mishnah is referring to a cotton, shigia l'chinuch, because, says the Rashi, a cotton, shaloi higia l'chinuch, is not obligated in any mitzvahs. So why would the Mishnah single out Krishma and Tefillin? It must be, says the Rashba, that the Mishnah, says Rashi, is speaking about a cotton shagia l'chinuch, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even though normally such a child is obligated in chinuch, a father's obligated to mechanech his child, Krishma and Tefillin are exception to the rule. Another reason that the Mefarshim explain why Rashi felt that the Mishnah is speaking about a cotton higia l'chinuch, because the next part of the Mishnah, which says chayovin b'tfila, and according to Rashi, it's speaking about ketanim as well. If it's a cotton shiloi higia l'chinuch, if our Mishnah is speaking about a cotton shiloi higia l'chinuch, why is he chayi b'tfila? It must be that the Mishnah is speaking about a cotton shigia l'chinuch, and that's why we understand the second part of the Mishnah of chayovin b'tfila. And the Mishnah is teaching us, says Rashi, that even though he's higia l'chinuch, as we explained, Krishma and Tefillin are exception to the rule. How will Rabbeinu Tam understand the seifa of the Mishnah? The seifa of the Mishnah. Says the chayovin b'tfila u'b'mezuzah u'b'merchus ha'mazon, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, that our Mishnah is referring to a cotton shaloygia l'chinuch. So the question is, why is he chayiv in these mitzvahs if our Mishnah is referring to a cotton shaloygia l'chinuch? So the Ri explains that the sefer is already referring to a cotton shaloi higia l'chinuch. Of course, Tosfos asks that if the Reish is talking about a cotton shaloi yigia l'chinuch, and the Sefer is talking about a cotton hagmigia l'chinuch, then the Mishnah is sort of difficult to understand when the Mishnah groups ktanim together with noshim v'avodim, because it's going to turn out that noshim v'avodim are potter from Krishma under all circumstances, and ktanim are potter only when it's lohi gia l'chinuch, but if he's gia l'chinuch, he'll be chayif. So, the Pnei Yeshua explains that Tosfos is of the opinion that the time for chinuch for Krishma is from when the cotton knows to speak. The time for chinuch for tefillin is a different age. It's only when the child knows how to protect his tefillin properly. So we can understand the Mishnah this way. The Mishnah is referring to a cotton that he gia l'chinuch for all mitzvahs, but the age for watching his tefillin is a later state. And therefore, he has come to this man of higia l'chinuch for other mitzvahs, but not for tefillin. And now we can understand. The Reish says that he's potter from tefillin because he's not old enough yet to watch his tefillin. The Sefer that says that he's chayiv in all the other mitzvahs is, for other mitzvahs, we don't need, it's an earlier age. Rabbeinu Tam, because of this question, however, says that when the Sefer says the chayovin b'tfila u'b'mezuzah u'b'merchas hamazon is indeed only speaking about noshim v'avodim, but the ktanim, since Rabbeinu Tam says the ktanim v'amishna are ktanim shlo higia l'chinuch, the Sefer cannot be speaking about ktanim, because that ktanim, if the lo higia l'chinuch, are potter from all mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of tefillah and mezuzah and beberchas hamazon. The question obviously there then is, so in the Reisha, the ketanim are put together with noshim v'avodim. In the Sefer, the ketanim don't have the same din as noshim v'avodim. So how come they keep together? How come they put together? They're not really in the same category. So the teretz that he gives is that since normally ketanim, the din of ketanim do travel together with the din of noshim v'avodim, so therefore in the sefer, in the reisha, where their halach is the same, the Mishnah chose to follow the normal path and put them in the same grouping. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ayin Or Chayim Sif Beis Paskins Ketanim Pturim El Ben Tam Shlo Yigi L'chinach. We speak about here Mihema Pturim El Krishma, who is exempt from Krishma, and the Shulchan Aruch says that when a child has not yet come to the age of chinach according to Ben Tam, he's potter from Krishma. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues Ularashi Afilu Yigi L'chinach. Even if the child is of the age of chinuch, as we quoted the opinion of Rashi, mivnei she'ena motzi etzla b'zman krishma be'erev, the child is typically not with his father at the time of when he says krishma shal erev, v'yoshinu be'boiker, and in the morning he's very likely to be sleeping when the zman krishma comes and the father's saying krishma. And therefore Rashi says, even though he gia l'chinuch, he's potter. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'roi l'nikar ben atam, if at all possible, he should follow the opinion. He should follow the opinion of ben atam. And once the child is higia l'chinuch, the father should be mechanech the child in mitzvahs krishma. The Mishnah Brura paskins that what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is really the halacha does follow like Rashi. And in fact, that's what the Gra says, and the Yerushalmi says the same. And the Mishnah Berurah says, however, the right thing is to be mechanech a child in Krishma, like we're mechanechim in other mitzvahs as well. So it seems that the Iker halacha is like Rashi, and as Rashi explained, ketanim are exempt from chinuch in Krishma, only it's the right thing to do. However, as we will see in our shir today, there are a number of rules to understand based on different Rishonim and Achronim that will show us that even according to Rashi, the exemption of Ketanim from Chinuch of Krishma is not as broad as we may think. Tosfos in our Sugya, Divrei HaMaskil Noshim, asks a question on Rashi. He asks that the Gemara Masechet Sukkah says, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Kotten Hayodea Lishma Tfilin, Aviv Chayiv Liknas Lo Tfilin. So we see from here that if we have a child that's Higia L'chinuch, he's Chayiv and Tfilin. So doesn't that indicate that our Mishnah that says that the child is exempt from tefillin is only speaking about a child shaloi higia lechinuch, like the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam? So the Rashba answers that the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah is referring to a special child who's particularly intelligent and particularly knowledgeable in knowing how to watch his tefillin. But the average child doesn't know to watch his tefillin properly, even when he's 9 and 10 years old. And that's why, as Rashi explains, says the Rashba, our Mishnah indeed says that such a child is exempt from the mitzvah of Krishma and tefillin. And the Mefarshim explained the Rashba, that since tefillin, as the Gemara says, requires a guf naki, a clean body, and children don't have the ability to properly wash themselves, that's why they're exempt from wearing tefillin. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out, or try to make this point, that we've been discussing the ability of women to do mitzvahs, even in mitzvahs that they're exempt from mitzvahs as such as man grama. And we've been saying that women may do such mitzvahs, and not only may they do such mitzvahs, they even can make a bracha according to the minig of the Ashkenazim on such mitzvah. Yet the halacha is that when it comes to tefillin, women shouldn't wear tefillin according to all opinions. Why? Because since by women it's particularly difficult for them to have a gufnaki, because they become nidos, not something that they can control, and the need for gufnaki by tefillin is so great, that's why women should not wear tefillin. Rabbeinu Yoina gives a different answer. He says when the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah says that Kotna Yudei Lishma Tfilin Aviv Chayiv Liknos Lo Tfilin, it doesn't mean that he wears tefillin on a regular basis. It's referring to a situation that the father has to buy him tefillin to teach him how to wear tefillin, so that when he will become bar mitzvah, he will be able to fulfill that mitzvah. So now we have a new halacha. The halacha is indeed possibly like Rashi, that a child who's not yet bar mitzvah, even though he's gil l'chinuch, he's exempt from tefillin. But the exemption from tefillin means that he doesn't have to wear tefillin every day. But that his father should buy him tefillin, and he should start teaching him Hilchas tefillin, that halacha exists even according to Rashi. And in fact, the wording in the Gemara in Sukkah is very much points in this direction. Because when the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah speaks about a katan regarding lulav and tzitzis, the Gemara uses the words chayif. By tefillin, the Gemara doesn't say that the child is chayif at tefillin. The Mishnah uses the words aviv koinaloi tefillin. He buys him tefillin. It doesn't mean that he's obligated to wear the tefillin. He's obligated to buy for him tefillin to get him ready to be mekayim the mitzvah when he will be of age. The Bach says a different tarot. The Bach says that the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah that says that a katan aviv koinaloi tefillin is referring to a child who's 12 years old. And according to the Bach, even Rashi, who is of the opinion that a katan shehigia lechinuch is potem nekrishma metfilin, that's only till when he's 12 years old. Once he's 12 years old, even Rashi will agree that since he's so close to the bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev in krishma metfilin. So now we already have a new qualification in even Rashi's opinion, that when we speak about the exemption of ktanim by krishma, it means only till 12. But once they're 12, everybody will agree that the mechuyev in tefillin. The Chodesh Aviv says a different teretz. He says that when the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah that the child is potter, that the child is chayim tefillin. Yet here Rashi is saying that even a katan shegia lechinuch is potter min hakrishma. That means that there are two types of situations. There's a situation where every day you have to say krishma. So Rashi says that our Mishnah is teaching us that to go and require that a child should have to say krishma every day, given the reasons that we gave, it's difficult to make such an obligation. But that doesn't mean that he's completely exempt. What that means is that he's exempt from doing it every day. But of course, even Rashi will agree, says the Chodesh Aviv, and that's what the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah is actually teaching us, he says, that every once in a while, of course, a father should make sure that when he has a child who's higia l'chinuch, that he should put on tefillin once in a while and he should wear krishma. So and say krishma. So now we have another qualification in Rashi's opinion. And that Rashi will agree that a child who is higia l'chinuch doesn't have to say krishma every day, but that doesn't mean he should never say krishma. Rav Shach and Devi Ezri in Hilchas Krishma, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, has a very different approach. He says, when we speak about the mitzvah of chinuch, there are two aspects to the mitzvah of chinuch. One aspect to the mitzvah of chinuch is that the father has an obligation to teach his child to be mechanech a child. Then there's another part of chinuch, a very big chiddush that Rav Shach says, that even though we know, and we've mentioned this in this shir, that a katan is part of mikala mitzvahs, that katan is exempt from all mitzvahs, what that means is that a child is not punished for doing an aveira, he's not a baronshim, he doesn't necessarily get the same schar for doing a mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that the child himself, at least midrabbanan, doesn't have an obligation to do mitzvahs. So he says, what our Mishnah says that a child is exempt, it means that the din, that children have an obligation to do mitzvahs, that mitzvah doesn't apply by krishma, by tefillin. But that doesn't exempt the father. Every father has an obligation to do what he can in the chinuch of his children. And since a father has the obligation to do whatever he can in order to be mechanech the child, teaches us the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, that even though tefillin and krishma, as Rashi taught us, don't have the same halacha as other mitzvahs, even though the child is a katan shigia lechinuch, he will, that doesn't exempt the father, to do whatever he can to be mechanech a child. And therefore, says Rav Shach, and he says that's what the Gemara and the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah teaches us, and Rashi will agree to this as well, that a father still has to do whatever he can, even when he has a child, especially when he's a Gia L'chinuch, to do whatever he can to make sure that that child, when he will be an adult, will do the mitzvahs as he's required to. Tosfos asks another question. Tosfos says that we all know the famous Gemara, indeed there in Masechta Sukkah, that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says, Katan hayudei ledaber, that once a child knows how to speak, aviv melamdei Torah, his father has to teach him Torah, and his father has to teach him pasuk rishon shel krishma. So ask Tosfos that this is just the opposite of what Rashi says. Rashi's saying that if you have even a katan, he's old enough to be of age of chinuch, he's potter from krishma, yet from the Gemara Masechta Sukkah it seems that krishma is stricter than all other mitzvahs. And even though you have such a young child, all he is that he's a yodei ledaber, he only knows how to speak, his father already has to teach him krishma. Just the opposite of what Rashi says. So the Pnei Yeshua answers. He says that there are two aspects to our saying krishma. One aspect of krishma is the mitzvah that we have every day, twice a day, of b'shachbacha of kumecha, to recite krishma. But there's another aspect of krishma, and that is the aspect of Talmud Torah. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, even though Rashi and our Mishnah are teaching us that even if you have the child is so old that he's gil l'chinuch, he's potter from krishma, that's from the new mitzvah that the Torah teaches us of krishma. But the din of Talmud Torah, that a father has to learn with his child, that certainly begins as soon as the child is very young. And what teaches us the Gemara Masechta Sukkah is the Torah that a father should teach his son first. The first Torah that we learn with a child is the Torah of krishma. Why? Because what's the whole point of Torah if not what krishma teaches us? That krishma teaches us kabbalas olam hashamayim, our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others explain, very much as we've been explaining, that even Rashi, who says that our Mishnah that exempts a child who's even a Gia L'chinuch from the mitzvah of krishma, that means on a regular basis, that every day the child should have to say krishma, that we can't do, we don't have to do, according to the Mishnah and according to Rashi, even with a katan Gia L'chinuch. But that doesn't mean that the father never has to teach a child how to say krishma and the lesson of krishma. And therefore, our Mishnah and the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin could very well be reconciled. There it's speaking about on an occasional basis. And even Rashi will agree that on an occasional basis, a child who's higia l'chinuch, and perhaps even a child who's younger, all he knows is just yodei ledaber, should be taught krishma. The din that you have to say krishma every day, as we've been learning, twice a day, b'shapachu kamecha, that won't apply by katan, even if he's a gia l'chinuch, according to Rashi. But like Rabbeinu Tam says, the right thing is to teach such a child krishma, and as the Mishnah teaches, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, v'roi linik Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuvav, Sif Aleph continues to say, V'ktana shekiyu l'chinuch chayovim l'chanchom. Here we speak about the lochus of tefillah, and here it says that everybody agrees that when it comes to tefillah, chayiv l'chanchom, you have to teach him how to daven. So we have a very interesting phenomenon, that when it comes to tefillah, we have a machloikis, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam, our children mechuyiv in Krishma when they gi l'chinuch. But when it comes to tefillah, everybody will agree that he's mechuyiv in tefillah. And in fact, the Bir Halacha in Simen Ayin brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that maybe we'll have to treat Birchas Krishma more strictly than Krishma. Because Birchas Krishma are in the category of tefillah. And tefillah, everybody agrees we have to be mechanech a child. Birchas Krishma, and Krishma, we have the machlokes Rashi Rebbeinu Tam. The Bir Halacha says that that seems to be very difficult to understand, that we should be more machmer on the Birchas Krishma than on the Krishma. But we really need to understand why indeed were Chazal stricter by tefillah than they were by Krishma. Especially if we follow, and we spoke about this in our previous shiurim, the machloikas of the Rambam and the Ramban, if tefillah is a deraisa or the Rabbonim, and there are opinions that it's the Rabbonim, that's the way we seem to paskin, the opinion of the Ramban, and there are many poiskim that say that there is no chiyuv of chinuch by the Rabbonim. So now the question is, why are we so machmer that we have to be mechanech children in tefillah? And the answer given the Mefarshim is connected to what our Gemara here on Daf Chof Beis on the Beis teaches us. Since the Gemara describes tefillah as rachme, rachme means that it's so important to daven and ask Hashem for our needs, tefillah has a whole new category, and therefore, just like women are exempt from Krishma, but the mechuyev in tefillah, so too, ketanim may be exempt from chinuch in Krishma, but they're obligated to have chinuch in tefillah. The Paiskim, however, do point out that we don't have to follow all of the rules of tefillah that maybe we have by adults, by children. And therefore they, for example, say that even though we know, and we've spoken about this, that we may not eat before we daven, the Gemara and Masechta Brachos taught us, that halacha wouldn't apply by a child. And the explanation is very simple. Because just like we learned, that even though you're not allowed to eat before you daven, but if a person is ill or weak, he may eat. Every child is considered weak, and therefore he may eat before davening. However, the Paiskim do say, very much in line with what we've been discussing in our shiur today, that once the child is 12 years old, there, Chinuch teaches us that we want to be mechanech the child to follow the mitzvahs properly, and including in teaching a child in doing a mitzvah properly means that he should not eat before he davens. Because once he's 12 years old, it's a whole new type of chinuch. We have to teach him how to do a mitzvah exactly as Chazal wants to do the mitzvah, so that when he becomes a mitzvah, he should do the mitzvah properly. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that included in the mitzvah of chinuch for children is to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is part of the chinuch and tefillah. And therefore, being mechanech a child means to be mechanech a child not just to daven, but to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But there's an interesting tshuva for a Moshe in Chelek Beis Orechayim Simen Tzadik Ches, where he says that being mechanech a child in tefillah means to be mispalo properly. And therefore he says, let's say you have a minyan to make a tefillah group of children who are not bar mitzvah, and that they should daven and say kaddish and baruchu and kedusha and lein, where we don't have 10 adults, that tefillah b'tzibur, as we know, means 10 adults, that isn't chinuch. Because he says the definition, and this is an important concept in Hilchas Chinuch, the definition of chinuch means to do the mitzvah properly. To be mechanech a child to do a mitzvah, where he'll do the mitzvah not as the halacha requires, is not only not chinuch, but it's actually the opposite of chinuch. And therefore, such groups should not take place unless there's a minyan of boys who are above bar mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that all of the tefillos of our children, and the schus that we are mechanech our children in this important mitzvah of tefillah, rachmeinenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmanus on Klal Yisrael.